For more now on Voice over IP, we're joined by Hiawatha Bray of the Boston Globe. He helps us with all things technological. Hiawatha, if I wanted this Voice over IP service, what would I actually need to have at home?
Well, you'd need to have a broadband internet connection. Usually it's done with a cable connection, but ironically, you could use a regular DSL connection over a phone line, and that could be your broadband way of getting an alternative telephone service. You'd also need a phone. In some of these services, what they do is they give you a box that connects to the broadband service, and then you plug a regular phone in. In other cases, they give you a phone, a single unit that is designed as an IP phone.
And to use it, would I then have to sit in front of my computer, or if it was a laptop, move my computer somewhere else and sit in front of it there?
No, you just dial it like it's a phone. It would work in other respects like it's a phone, because the device would basically translate your push buttons into an internet command, which in turn would carry the communication to the regular telephone network.
Now, as we heard in the example that Larry Abramson included, this isn't it's not a new frontier in audio fidelity. What is the big advantage of having this?
Oh, there are a bunch of advantages. It's just plain cheaper is one of the most important ones. The whole telecommunications infrastructure with all these complex switches basically are based on what's known as a circuit switched model, where each phone traffic involves setting up one circuit on the network. And that is a very inefficient way to use all the lines that are available to you on the phone network. If you do it in an internet protocol way, all the voices chopped up into little packets, then you can just fling those packets onto the network any way you want, and they go where they need to go and reassemble themselves when they arrive. It takes up much less bandwidth on the network, so you can fit far more calls on the telephone network at lower cost.
Those are some advantages. What are some drawbacks of this new technology?
There are a bunch of real questions that are floating around about this. There are just so many that people haven't even begun to look at. Number one, most people never even stop to think about the fact that even when their electricity goes out, their phones still work. That's because the phone system is self-powered. A voice over IP system isn't. And that's really important because that makes them very unreliable in times of emergency. And people are beginning to wonder if we're all going to have little battery packs next to our phones so that they'll work when the power goes out. There are all kinds of economic considerations. I'll give you an example. Vonage, which is one of the new voice over IP companies, has about 250 employees, and they're rolling out service all over the U.S. They're going to be competing with baby bell phone companies that have hundreds of thousands of employees. If voice over IP catches on, these companies are going to be losing a lot of jobs because you just don't need that many people to run a voice over IP network. That's going to have a huge economic impact.
This new technology appears at precisely a moment when a lot of people are at a kind of crossroads with their telecommunications. That is, on the one hand, they have a traditional old landline. On the other hand, they have a much more portable way of communicating, a cell phone. So where would this new kind of technology fit into that landscape?
Well, it's all part of the overall trend that was begun when we started digitizing communication. It's part of the same phenomenon that has the small digital cell phones increasingly taking long-distance communication from traditional phone lines. What happens is that when you digitize communication and you come up with multiple ways of doing the communication, people can mix and match the various technologies they use in countless diverse ways. And that's great for consumers, but it's going to create this, at least temporarily, going to create this huge confusion. It's also going to be, in some respects, really troubling for a lot of industries. AT&T is now moving to embrace that, but there's no question that along the way, they're going to lose a lot of jobs, they're going to be forced to completely rethink their business models, and we, on the other hand, are going to have to completely rethink the way we use our telephones.
Hiawatha, thanks for talking with us once again.
You're welcome.
Hiawatha Bray, who covers technology for the Boston Globe.